This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll in the United States could reach 208,000 by November. In a news release Tuesday, the Institute said if 95% of people wear a mask in public, the death toll could be as low as 162,000. The Institute's director, Dr. Christopher Murray, said making masks compulsory could have, in his words, huge economic benefits by staving off the need to keep businesses closed. Murray said the United States never experienced what he called a true end to the first wave of the virus, but he said that doesn't mean there won't be a second wave starting around September, when cooler weather allows the virus to live longer and people staying indoors makes it easier for the virus to spread from person to person. Murray said the second wave will hit hardest in states already seeing high rates of infection, and those include New York, Florida, California, and Texas. Amid surges in many U.S. states and a rise in the number of hospitalizations, doctors, nurses, and some legislators are complaining that personal protective gear is again running low in the United States. Doctors established the nonprofit group Get Us PPE in March to help distribute donated protective gear. The group said it had a 200% increase in requests during the last 2 weeks of June from medical providers in Texas. Texas reported at least 8,700 new COVID-19 cases on Monday. That was a new single-day record for the southwestern state. Hospitals across Texas have reached full capacity due to the huge numbers of hospitalized coronavirus patients. The situation has become so dire in the city of San Antonio that the U.S. military is planning to deploy a 50-member team of medical personnel to help with the crisis. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Deutsche Bank AG agreed Tuesday to pay a $150 million penalty to settle significant compliance failures in its dealings with convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein. The New York State Department of Financial Services said the bank did not properly monitor Epstein's transactions, despite widespread public knowledge about his sexual misconduct. It said Deutsche Bank's failure led to its processing of hundreds of Epstein's transactions that should have been more closely scrutinized, including payments to victims and law firms representing him and his accomplices. The state regulator said the penalty is the first regulatory enforcement action against Epstein. He committed suicide in jail last August after being arrested in July on sex trafficking charges. He previously served more than a year in a Florida jail after pleading guilty in 2008 to soliciting sex from a minor. China, Afghanistan, and Pakistan are calling for a responsible withdrawal of U.S.-led international forces from Afghanistan to prevent what they say is potential terrorist resurgence in the conflict-torn nation. Foreign ministry officials issued the statement Tuesday at the end of the latest round of trilateral strategic dialogue the neighboring countries held via video link. A joint statement called for an orderly, responsible, and conditions-based withdrawal of the foreign troops from Afghanistan. The discussions came as the United States is pressing the Afghan government and the Taliban insurgency to quickly conclude a contentious prisoner swap. The swap is a condition to be met before the start of the long-awaited negotiations between Afghan parties to the deadly conflict. The U.S. military has pulled out several thousand personnel from Afghanistan since signing the pact, bringing the troop levels down to 8,600. An eventual peace deal would have the United States and its allied forces withdraw from the country by July 2021. The United States said on Tuesday it was restricting visas to Chinese officials over the issue of Tibet, renewing a call for meaningful autonomy in the predominantly Buddhist region. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he was taking action against an unspecified number of officials under a new U.S. law that presses China to let Americans visit Tibet. Pompeo said Beijing has systematically obstructed American diplomats' access to the Tibetan region, while Chinese officials have far greater access in the United States. The State Department declined to name the officials or say how many people were affected. It cited U.S. confidentiality laws. You can find more on this and our other stories on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.